Greetings. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-23-016 regarding Mr. Lawrence Benham. The time is now 10:06 a.m. on May 30th, 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the assigned investigator for this case. Before we get started, I'll need to have everybody announce their introduce themselves and announce their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel, assigned investigator.
I'm Brandon Eaton, investigator.
Thank you.
Board staff, I'm sorry.
Orlean Loera, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Seth Donald, assistant attorney general and acting counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Thank you. And then our EAC members.
Paul Hagerness, EAC member.
Thank you.
Nick Alani, EAC member.
Sorry,
Ralph Baca, EAC member.
Hey, Ralph.
We got Mr. Baca. Thank you, sir. Mr. Alani.
Nick Alani, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Palmer.
Larkin Palmer, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. And I believe we have Mr. Zimmerman on the line, or a ledger.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And
yes, I'm here.
Thanks. Your turn, sir.
Larry Venno, home inspector.
Thank you. Just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what's being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so we can know who said what. To avoid any disruptions, any cell phones will need to be turned off or put on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 13th of 2022 related to a home inspection done in Winslow, Arizona on or about October 19th of 2020. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'll need to ask each EAC member if they have done so and are feeling comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Baca?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hagerness?
Good to go.
Thank you. Mr. Alati?
Good to go.
Thank you. And Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, then respondent. During the interview with respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed on the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all the interviews have been concluded. Any parties here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. So since we have respondent here in person and a ledger online. We're going to go ahead and start when we get into executive session. We'll start with the ledger. And sir, we'll have you go back out in the lobby when we get to that point. And then when it's respondent's turn for interview, we'll have you come back in. And Mr. Zimmerman, when it's time for his interview, we'll have you sign off, and then we can call you back at the conclusion of the meeting, if that makes sense. So I do need to get a motion from a committee member to move into executive session.
Paul. I'll make the motion to move into executive session.
Thank you.
Mark and Paul, I second it.
Thank you. And I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Baca?
Here.
Yes or no to go into executive session, sir?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
No worries. Thanks. Mr. Hegrenes?
Yes.
Mr. Alati?
Yes.
And Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
Thank you. It is 10:12.